All right, we'll try it this way. So today, we are going to look at, and I know that this so I mentioned we're going to look at Psalm 131, and the Bible talks about God as a father a lot, but there are aspects or passages that refer to God in a feminine way, or I guess what we would consider a feminine way. And Psalm 131 is one of those instances. Now, I'm not saying that we have some mother God, but I am saying that God is complete, that God is able to meet all of our needs, and he is able to exhibit the qualities that a father has and the qualities of a mother, and that we can build a relationship with him. And so this passage here that we're going to look at, it talks about and it compares God and our relationship with God to that of a mother with her child. And it really is a beautiful psalm. It's a psalm of David, or for David. And so it would have been one that the scholars think that it was either it was sung by a woman, or even that it was written by a woman for David to be able to sing. But it was something, it's a song. If you look in your Bibles in Psalm 131, there's this little great, like, just beginning part where it says, a song of ascents. A song of ascents. So a song of ascents is really, it means that it's a song of traveling. It's a song of pilgrimage. And so this is a psalm that would have been sung as people were traveling from one place to another. Okay, now, why would God, you know, we're going to read it in a second as to why, what it's talking about. But if you can picture, and I already mentioned that we have the whole mother-child, metaphor that's going to play into this. But those of you that have kids or have been a kid, what were long car rides like for you growing up? And what were they, if you're a parent now, what are long car rides like for you as a parent with your kids? They're so fun, right? They're great. Why not? What's the problem? Yeah, you have the, are we there yet? Over and over again. You have the, mommy, I'm bored. What am I supposed to do in the car all this time as we're traveling? You have the screaming and the fighting and the, I have to go to the bathroom, or I just went to the bathroom. oh, great, now I got to add a car service, to my day, to my planning, to take care of everything. And so here you have them, they're going to sing about how, oh, man, I need to be content while I am on this journey. And it's another reason why you bring in that mother metaphor. It's like moms just know how to travel well, right? Okay, and I don't know. I see this a lot of my friends. They're new moms, and so things that I would have never even thought about, moms just take care of. You know, you think about these road trips. You're like, I'm hungry. Mom's like, well, I got snacks for you. All right, I brought the snacks. Ooh, I cut myself. Mom, she goes in her bag. She pulls out a Band-Aid. She's prepared. I'm bored. Coloring books, puzzles, games. Moms, they are just prepared for the journey. And so that, I want us to think about that in that context of how moms are able to calm us, to bring peace when life seems chaotic, when we're like, when am I going to get there? How is this going to work out? Oh, it's hot, right? Because they were traveling in the desert sometimes, and, it's never fun when the AC is out and you can't go anywhere. And so how moms are able to calm their child. And you think about sometimes even when a baby's screaming, dad's in the room, and there's some great dads in this room. I don't want to, say anything. But dad tries to pick up the baby, and the baby's just crying. And then as soon as mom picks up the baby, it's like it just stops. Sometimes, right? Sometimes. Sometimes it takes a little while. And so there's a comfort that comes with being in and close to your mother. And so in Psalm 131, it says, "My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore." And so the psalm is three verses. Verse 1 has to do with humility, surrendering yourself. Verse 2 has to do with trusting God, and that's where our mother imagery comes in. And then verse 3 is really, it's just saying, look, I want this for everyone. You should trust God. This is the kind of God that we have, that we serve, that we can have a relationship with. And so as it's talking, right, verse 1 talks about really not concerning yourself with great matters or with these big matters. And so in the psalm, this idea is the literal Hebrew there, it says, I have not walked in matters big or, in matters too big for me. All right, what does that mean? I have not walked in matters that are too big for me. If you had to take a guess, if you had to think about it for a moment. But the idea of, or what it's talking about with these matters that are so big for us, they have to do with that the psalmist knows that there are some things that no matter how much effort he puts in, no matter how much he tries, he can't control and he will not understand. Now, I know that there are many of us in here that really, really love to try to have every single detail of our life figured out. Sometimes we have needs. We don't even know what those needs are. We just know we need someone to come and help us. We know that we need people in our lives to be a part of us, to bring us peace, to bring us hope. And I'm not saying that hard work is not a good thing. But there's a difference between working hard and feeling like you need to work so that everything can go exactly the way that you feel it needs to. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference of heart. It may not be a difference in necessarily the things that you do, but it's a difference in how even you may go about it or how you perceive the situation. You know, here what it's talking about is someone who's trying to perform actions that are bigger than life. Their goal, their purpose is they're trying to create miracles, or they're living on this, or, you know, they're I guess we'll put it this way. They're trying to create a miracle through their effort without the power of God, without God trying to work. And we all know how this works, right? You've all tried to do something where you're like, it's going to take a miracle. This is the only way it's going to happen. And then you pray to God, and all of a sudden when you start to go after that miracle, you do not include God in the process of trying to have it happen. I've been there, right? We've all had that happen before. But what we have here, right, this person who lives maybe with a chip on their shoulder, always feeling like they're needing to prove how smart they are, how valuable they are, trying to control everything, or just realizing that they're lacking peace in their life. Right? I know we all love having a little peace and quiet, especially after a long day. And this psalm says, okay, I'm going to give you an image of what it's like to trust me, to have a relationship with me. And so as he's explaining this aspect, he goes and he talks about a mother with her child, right? And we've said this. And so a weaned child, specifically in those days, would have been about 3 years old. 3 years old. So someone who's at the point where they're no longer, they're moving on towards solid food. They're not just going to their mother for their sustenance, or it conjures up the image of a child who's just been fed. A child who's just been fed. Now, it may be a while since you've been a baby, but I think all of us can relate to this. How do you feel after you've just had a great meal? I'm not talking about, and I know that you, some of us may do this today, where we overstuff ourselves and we do not feel content. We do not feel comfortable. And I don't know. I mean, sometimes that's what happens, right? Babies, they eat a little too much, or they just eat and they got to get burped, and they feel good afterwards. But this is what it's talking about, is when we, you know, it's talking about being at an age where God, where you know that God has already fed you, where God has already met your needs. And so what you're looking for, you're not looking for God to just feed you, but you're looking just to be in the presence of the one and true God. Contentment in that way. God, I know you've already met my needs. Therefore, I can be at peace. All I want is to be with you. All I want is to be near you. Now you think about people, sometimes all they just want is just a hug, right? They just want, you know, it's nice. Like I think about, you know, if today or just my relationship with my mom, like if I go up to my mom and I'm like, Mom, can you feed me? Like that's good. And she'll do it because she's a great mom. And she does, you know, she does stuff like that. She's like, she doesn't say, oh, TJ, like just go, you can make it yourself. Even though, you know, I can, and she's just a good mom in that way. Sometimes she'll do things like that are above and beyond that needs to be done. But it's those times and those memories that we have, I think, you know, of where the two of us are just sitting and watching TV together or talking or just spending time in each other's presence, that the relationship is able to go to a new level. And we're able to develop this level of comfortability with one another, this contentment with one another, that wouldn't be there otherwise. And so this is the kind of relationship that Psalm 131 is talking about. It's talking about learning to be content, being just in the presence of God, regardless of what the circumstances are in your life. Regardless of how crazy it may be for you while you're traveling on this life that we have. And so here he is saying that as a child needs its mother, every human needs God if they want to live a calm and quiet life. But in order to have that kind of relationship with him, in order to have that kind of relationship with God, you know, that aspect of my mom, if I were to go to my mom and just say, Mom, I know better than you all the time. If I were to say, Mom, you know, and just continue to put her down and say negative things about, oh, you're such a terrible mom. You don't meet my needs. You don't care for me. And we complain about the different things that are going on in our life. That is not going to lead us to the type of peace and contentment that God is promising to us here, that God is talking about here. You know, and you guys think about the New Testament, when Jesus calls people to be children or to have a heart like a child. Part of having a heart like a child is trusting that your parent is going to meet your needs. Being content and not feeling like you have to always understand every single aspect of your life and everything that's going on. Now, what makes this difficult is as we've gotten older, we've gotten smarter. We've experienced more. And so we feel like sometimes that we know better than the God who created us. And so there's a conscious choice that has to happen. If you want to find the contentment that's being talked about in this psalm, it's almost like you're choosing to say, God, I don't know best. I know that there are things that I can control, but I need to accept that there's a lot that I can't. And I know that you are in control of every situation that's going on in my life. And so therefore, you're a God. You're the one true God. I'm not. So I am going to just be like a child before you, content, trusting, knowing that you are going to meet every single one of my needs. When are you most content? Now, for some people, they have great relationships with their mom. And this is a perfect parallel. You're able to go and look and say, okay, I see how my mom was this for me. Now, some have not. Some, when they think about their mom, it was a pain. A lot of pain is brought forth. You know, you fight, you argue, you're not sure. Maybe you felt like your mom was never there for you, or maybe she wasn't ever there for you. But at least we can think of a moment where we did feel some level of contentment. Now, what's incredible is God isn't just comparing himself to any mom. He's comparing himself to a mother who is there for his child, a mother who does care for his child, a mother who has met the needs of his children. And that's hard, right? That can be difficult to think about. That can be difficult for us to believe. But I guess really what this comes back to is what is your perception of who God is? You know, I think about a lot of my friends growing up, or even, you know, I've heard about situations recently where when it comes to whether it's their relationship with their mom or their relationship with their dad, they have trouble connecting it to who God is. And I think that the challenge is, even one of my friends, I remember I was getting my undergraduate degree, and she came from a different church background than I did. And I remember talking to her about prayer and about God. And she talked about how she did not feel comfortable talking with God about certain things. She felt like, you know, I feel more comfortable talking about certain things with a woman. And God can't be that for me, because God, there's no way he understands that. And I remember thinking in that moment, you know what? I get it. That makes sense to me. You know, if you were hurt by your father or something like that, then I could see why someone would have a harder time wanting to connect with God if the predominant metaphor throughout the Bible is him as a father. But, like as we talked about before, this aspect of God's nurturing, understanding nature, him able to be both be a father and a mother to us, is an incredible picture. It's an incredible image. And he's able to fill in. He's the true show of what it means to be a biblical parent. And that's great, because you can then, regardless of whether what your relationship was like with your parents, with your mother, you can follow in God's example. You can follow in the example of spiritual men and women like you see here. But it's something that if we want to imitate, we have to choose to follow God. And it's not it's not a naive choice. But it's something that, well, God, we know that you can meet our needs. We know you can meet our needs. Sometimes we don't always feel like it. Sometimes we don't always know that you're there. But here he is, trying to help us understand him through people in our lives. And I think that's incredible. I always think about the verse that says, God sets the lonely in families. And how some of us, even if you haven't had a good relationship with your mom, that there are people who have taken you under their wing to be like a second mom to you. And that's one of the things that really encourages me about our church and our fellowship, is I see that happening more and more, where people are being in there and being, you know, if they don't feel comfortable being mom, they're auntie, you know. I think about all of the moms in here, and I'm using that term loosely, who have welcomed me into their home, fed me, who have invited me into their house, even if I haven't gone yet, if I haven't made it over. But just that level of love and care is that God is trying to work through the people here to help us understand Him in a deeper way. And so, when you think about your relationship with God, how do you picture Him? Maybe this is an aspect of your relationship with God that you do need to think more about. And it starts with asking that question, what was my relationship with my mother like? How has that affected my perception of who God is? What was my relationship with my father like? How has that affected my perception of who God is? But this is the God we see presented here. And the choice is, well, do I believe it? Do I not? And if so, why? Because we do that. We do sometimes place our human relationships and kind of superimpose them on God's character and His nature. But, you know, when I think about my mom, and I think about the peace of mind that this psalm is really talking about, it's basically I don't have to worry because mom's taking care of it. She's got it. You know, and I know for me growing up, I don't remember a lot of the specific things, you know, or events that kind of went on. I'm not like that. You ask me for a story about my childhood, I will not be able to tell you one, or very, very few. My memory is horrible. Literally, for sermon illustrations, I go to my mom, I go to my dad, I go to my family members, trying to remember stories because I just don't. But what I remember and what I walk away with is how I feel about my mom and what I've learned from her. And I think about, you know, the times that my mom has put my mind at ease. As I'm discontent, as I'm overthinking literally every situation in my life, my mom is able to say, sometimes calmly and sweetly, it's going to be okay. And other times, TJ, stop overthinking everything. Because we need both, right? I think about the times that she took care of me when I was sick, the times when she made food for me, how she always listens when I talk. I think about how my mom has taught me tact, wisdom, patience, warmth. And how all of those aspects, things that I've learned from my mother, have continued to teach me about the nature of God. And so as we get ready to close out, I want you to think about this. And we're going to honor the mothers in a second. So if any of the teens, if you guys could stand up now and start heading to the back to be ready to help with our little gift for the mothers. How has, and this is really our question that I want to end with, how has your mom, or how has being a mother, helped you or shaped your perception of God? And I hope that, and this is going to be my challenge, is if your mom's still around, I pray that you share the ways that she's helped you to understand God and the good aspects of God. Challenge you to share that with her today. Really encourage her and lift her up. And so we are going to go to God in prayer. But after the prayer, what I'm going to ask is, if you are a mother, we want to honor you today, and we want to thank you for helping us, just being there for us throughout life and also teaching us about God and who He is. So after the prayer, I'm going to ask the moms to just stand up, and we've asked some of our youth to help with passing out and giving each of you a little gift. just to show some appreciation and how much we are grateful for you. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, we are just so grateful that you have given us mothers, that you put them in our lives to help us to understand you. And I pray, God, that whatever our relationship with our mom has been like over the years, that we can understand that you are a good parent. That we can find peace, that we can find contentment in you. Because you love us, because you care for us, because you take care of our needs. Because the times that we're bored, the times that we're hungry, the times that we've just done something that requires some cleanup, that you are able to take care of every aspect of our lives. And there's no mess that's not too big for you. We thank you. We're so grateful for you. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So if we could get the moms just to stand up.